I don't know if you saw this video that came out over the weekend of a group of women, 63 to be exact, setting a new world free-falling record when they jumped out of an airplane at 18,000 feet and all hooked up in midair. And they did it head first. It is truly incredible video. One of the women involved is from our part of the world. Lisa Mazzetta grew up in Perry Hall, lives in Arizona now, but she's a Perry Hall native, went to St. Joseph's School in Fullerton. She is on the WBAL Newsline right now. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, how are you?
Okay. This video, you know, I've seen video of skydivers before, and it's always impressive, but this made my palms sweat because it looked like you guys were just all engaging in a group death wish.
No, not at all. It was an amazing experience that many of the girls have been training for now for several years. And I was actually on the last women's vertical world record in 2010, which was a 41-way as well. So it was very nice to break this record again with some of the same girls from the 41-way and see a lot of the new girls achieve this goal.
When you call it a vertical world record, what makes that different?
The thing is with the current women's record for belly flying, which is when you're, you know, flying flat to the earth, not head down, is a 200-way, I believe. And the speeds are a bit slower when you're on your belly, because you have more surface area. So it's a little easier, I guess they would say. So going vertical, we're going speeds up to probably about 180 miles an hour.
And you were doing this, like, head first, pointed down at the ground?
Yes.
And at some point, you all had to join up and still have enough time to get away from each other and pop your parachutes.
Exactly.
How?
And we have to...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was saying we have to submit the record to the judges. So everything is very specific as far as whether it's a right hand or a left hand and who is where. And if anything is not correct with the diagram we submit to the judges, it's not a record.
When you got 63 people going 180 miles an hour all trying to come together that high up in the air, it just sounds like the table is set for disaster.
No, it's okay.
You sound like you're just, you know, like you're taking a bus to work. How do you train for something like this? Obviously, you can't keep going up in the air and doing it to train for it. How do you train?
They offer a lot of the organizers offer several camps, you know, and you just start off doing smaller weight jumps, and then eventually, you know, you just get bigger and bigger as long as you have the skills. The most important skill is obviously to get away and be able to pull your parachute safely. So as long as you can demonstrate those skills and discipline.
What do your parents
do? It gets easier and easier.
Your parents still live in Perry Hall, I understand. What do they think of this?
They think it's pretty awesome. At first they were like, what are you doing? And they came out and they enjoy it, and they realize that, you know, there's a lot of safety aspects that we take into consideration, and it's always, you know, safety first.
Are you one of those people that always wanted to do this, or one of those people that sort of did it on a whim and then were bitten by the bug and decided I have to keep doing this?
I had always wanted to do it, and when I graduated college in 2002, I went through the ASF program at Cross Keys, which is in New Jersey. And I don't know, I just ran out of money, and then those East Coast winters kind of got in the way. So eventually I ended up moving out to Arizona. Like, I never forgot about it, and I ended up moving out to Arizona where I had great weather and could skydive all year round.
Could you enjoy enjoy it in the moment, or are you so worried about getting it right that you don't have a chance to really say, hey, this is cool?
At this point, I have over 1,700 skydives, so I'm at the point where I'm really just enjoying the experience. But going back to the record in 2010, it was definitely a lot of nerves, and I really enjoyed on this record being able to mentor and make the newer girls feel comfortable and help them, because this was something I was pretty confident going into.
Well, Lisa Mazzetta, formerly of Perry Hall, now of Arizona, congratulations. We're glad you're safe and back on the ground, and I'm sure you'll be getting up in the air again before very long.
Thank you so much.